Welcome to the ninth episode of Rebel Force Alliance, podcast about Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes, the mobile game. I am your host, Edinar, and I'm joined today by my wonderful co-host. I'm going to start with Dave first. Dave, right. How you doing today?
I'm good. I guess I asked for this, so that's a good thing. But no, I'm good. I'm doing well.
You have a good week in the game. Did you enjoy territory battles?
I was able to the rebel mission in the last phase, which is quite hard. I 6 of 6 for the first time, which was good. I got some good RNG, not too many snowtroopers. Still need to work on Phoenix and Rogue One, which, you know, now I just spent a bunch of gear on BB-8, which we'll talk about, I'm sure, shortly. So, you know, that's going to be a little bit maybe more delayed than I anticipated. But territory battles went well. We got some good rewards. The buff rewards were very nice. So that felt good. And I think now the big thing, I got two big decisions right now. It's like who the next gear 12 person is. I think I'm going to go Ezra. And then whether or not I want to start the long farm of Hermit Yoda. I have a bunch of like tokens now stockpiled, and I'm like, oh, should I just slowly start to buy some shards? Because we all know we're going to need them eventually, and you know, I'm trying to decide to do that. But otherwise, week was good. We'll talk about BB-8 in a little bit. Unlocked him, so that was nice.
Okay. Now, my other host is the lowly one. He's the Xbox player in the group. Coleman, how you doing?
Not too bad. Not terrible. Not too bad, though.
How was your week in the game?
I guess productive. I got Phasmina gear 12, so it's not terrible.
It's not that good either.
Yeah, but you gotta consider, we just had BB-8 come out, so I'm expecting a First Order Legendary soon. So throw them straight in there with all gear 12, First Orders, there we go.
Now, is the First Order Legendary, in your mind, who's it going to be, Hux or
Snoke? Oh yeah, it's gonna be Hux.
Okay, so there's, not Snoke.
We don't know anything about Snoke.
Well,
so if it's gonna be soon, it really can't be too much.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you don't have to know anything about them, and for them to put them in the game, I didn't know anything about like Nihilus, unless you played the video games, you didn't know anything about them.
No, but he's even got books and everything else like that, so he was already a pretty well-developed character.
Yeah, I'll give you that one. You learned folk reading books and whatnot. But like you guys said, BB-8 came out.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday? No, yeah. Like 3 this yeah. morning.
Okay, yesterday for me.
Yeah, so yesterday, within the past 24 hours, I did not unlock him. And I will not unlock them until the next time. So I'll ask you guys, we'll start with you, Coleman. How did you like the event? How did you see it?
You know, it felt like a little bit like the R2 event where, you know, BB-8 comes rolling in, R2 comes strolling in from blaster fire. So, I don't know, it was harder than the R2 event, but I don't know. It's BB-8, so I'm not all that excited.
You had no problems beating it because you have, like, what, a full gear 11 First Order team?
Yeah.
Okay. So you had no problems with it.
Nope. The only time someone died was in the last phase, and that was First Order Stormtrooper.
Okay. Now, when you unlocked BB-8, did you get him up to 85 gear? What gear did you get him up to right away?
He's level 8 gear, level 53, so territory battle requirement.
Okay. Nice. And then what about you, Dave? What did you think about the territory, not the BB-8 event?
It was good. I think they did give it an appropriate level of difficulty. It certainly wasn't like hard, but it did feel harder than the prior ones had felt. I mean, Thrawn was hard for me because my Phoenix, I tried to beat it with like entirely gear 7 Phoenix, which was very difficult to do. But this one, I think, was, you know, I had 2 gear 11s, I had a Zeta on Kylo, so like I had very little risk of not being able to beat it, but it did feel hard. They started with turn meter on most of the phases. They, you know, they did some good damage. They also killed my First Order Stormtrooper in the final, the 7-star battle. So it was, you know, I think appropriately hard. And if you don't have, you know, a good level of gear on the characters, you may not beat it, or at least you'd need very good RNG, which I think is good. I think, you know, if you guys remember back to the original Yoda event, that was very, very hard, and it felt like an accomplishment when people beat it. And then they kind of nerfed it because some people complained, but then other people were like, hey, it felt like an accomplishment. I kind of liked that it was difficult. So CG's always kind of gone back and forth on like how hard they should make these events, because they really don't want people to complain, but also it's like it should feel like an accomplishment. So I felt like, you know, it was an appropriate level of difficulty, as far as if you didn't have the right gear, you probably wouldn't be able to beat it. But then I did gear BB-8 to gear 11 immediately. I had all the gear saved. I wanted to gear him because I want to be able to use him in the HAT right away, because I want to be able to play with a new toy. So I'm looking forward to doing that. I didn't get a chance to do the HAT today, just because it was the timing of it didn't work out. But I did use him a little bit in Galactic War. I can talk about that in a little bit. And he seems like he's going to be fun. From videos I've seen, you can just do massive amounts of damage. So I know I'm looking forward to getting to use him in the coming days.
Okay. Now you go up against BB-8 and Finn and Poe. And then who are the other ones?
I think it changed a couple times. Like Rey was in there once or twice. And I think both veteran smuggler Han was in there, and veteran smuggler Chewbacca.
See, now that is interesting.
Like, I think it rotated, though. I don't think it was the same five each time.
So you're going up against veteran Chewie and veteran Han in this, but they're not Resistance. Like,
yeah, they're not Resistance, but in the kind of the scene, it's the battle of, I can't pronounce that planet's name, but it's from The Force Awakens, when Han and Chewbacca, all of them, they're fighting the First Order. Kylo Ren captures Rey. It's that scene. So veteran, both the veterans are there.
Maz, what's it? Maz Kanata, is that her name?
Yeah.
Kanata, it's that island.
Yeah, like when
it's hard to pronounce. So
yeah,
I'm not even gonna try.
Yeah, that's like the locale. I thought it was a well done event. Typically their events are pretty well done, even if they're, you know, somewhat easy for the right gear. But, you know, I think that's okay, because, you know, if you've farmed these characters and you've put a decent amount of gear in them, you know, you get this reward of this character. We've kind of all come to terms with that's an acceptable thing that we kind of are cool with. So the mechanics were cool. It was nice to see Han and Chewie, because, like, nobody has them, so you really haven't had much of a chance to interact with those characters. Because they seem like they're good. It's just like very few people have been able to use them or interact with them, just due to the cost that they currently are. So, but yeah, no, I enjoyed it.
Okay. Now, you said you used BB-8 in Galactic War.
I did. Yeah.
What team did you use?
So I used him on multiple teams just to try him out. So I used him on Resistance. He's fantastic, obviously, on Resistance. Against the CLS team in, like, node, might have been 9, or it was 9 or 11. You did get his special off. But again, you know, he was great in Galactic War, but his application's probably the raid. I mean, because your normal Resistance team just kind of still slaughters itself through Galactic War anyway. Where it was the most fun, though, is I used him just on my arena team. So I just swapped him in for Leia and used him with CLS, Raid Han, GK, and who's the other? And R2. And that team was just as good. Again, it just kind of probably more shows just how good that core four of characters is. And then I used him with droids, which was a lot of fun. So I used him like on an HK lead with R2 and IG-88 and IG-86 just to kind of do like the intermediate nodes, like the easier ones.
Yeah.
And it was like, it was super fun. You don't get his special off, obviously, because you just kind of slaughter the other team too quickly to even think about getting the special off. But he does make droids go fast. I mean, the nice thing about BB-8 and why I'm trying to figure out an application for him with R2 in my arena team is because he makes droids faster. So he would make R2 faster, which means I would need lesser mods, speed mods on R2, which means I could use his speed mods on my other characters. And still get R2 going faster than other characters on my shards. So I do think we'll see him. People try to hybridize teams with him just because that's what everybody does when new characters come out. And there's probably going to be some decent options out there. But, you know, his real application where I think he'll be the most fun and certainly the most impactful will be with these. You know, I think people can full clear phase two now with resistance. You know, go into phase three and still continue to do well. So we'll see if I'll get to test that out next HAT, which I'll, you know, be able to kind of report back hopefully next podcast on how that goes.
Yeah. Like one thing I noticed is because I saw McMull's video on that. And I don't know if I can't remember if he started it at the beginning or in the middle of phase two, but he basically did over 12 million damage, which is ridiculous. Yeah. And he was using pilot, trooper, BB-8, Finn, and Poe. So yep. that was the team. My resistance pilot is only gear 9, I think. So I have a lot of work to get up there. Oh wait, and I need BB-8. So
yes. I'm sorry. You have a lot of work to do.
Oh okay. Yeah.
I'll even run resistance. Like I got him 7-star, and that's about it.
Yeah, I got a message from a certain jackass at like 3 in the morning. With just a picture of BB-8.
That's like 11 o'clock my time, so.
Still a D-bag move. Just gonna throw that out there. You're lucky I didn't wake up to that. If I would have woken up to that, all hell would have broken loose.
Oh, I bet. I was hoping you would have woken up to it. Like that was my hope, was that you wake up to a 7-star BB-8 that I'm never going to use, probably.
Oh, there's a special place in hell for you. We'll just go with that. So yeah, I mean, it's
going right next to you.
Oh, that's so nice.
It's a long time to spend together, boys, so be careful what you wish.
Forever and ever and ever.
So, it's yet to be seen how BB-8's going to get used.
Yeah.
We obviously know he's going to be used in raids rather well. Mm-hmm. He's going to be used well in territory battles, too.
Yes.
Like some of those later ones, I think he can get his big cooldown off the last phase, or the last wave.
Mm-hmm. I think if that's not the one before, yeah, definitely he'll get it off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you may want to save it for the last phase, though.
You certainly can save it and use it right away. I mean, he's just because it would expose everybody, and I think his applications as far as the raid go and territory battles is going to be great. I think he's I really do think though he's going to have an application in arena because they just really haven't introduced a character like this before who didn't have an application in arena at the time, and so I really do expect for there to be one soon. We just maybe aren't seeing it yet. But yeah, he's really fun. The one thing I will mention that a lot of people have been commenting on, I think that's worth discussing, is that and maybe they'll change this, but his AI sounds bad because he apparently just spams his first special over and over and over again, and doesn't use his basic almost ever. So that kind of sucks because his basic's pretty powerful considering it has the tenacity down and then daze. So even though he'll get some of that stuff out naturally through the 80% counter chance, you know, I think under human control, once you get one or two characters with special intel, it's going to spread and you don't really need to worry about using it anymore. And right now he just apparently like spams it continuously, even if everybody on the team has that buff. So, probably CG will need to look at that and make it use his basic a little bit more, because the basic's very good. And part of the reason why he ultimately, I think, will be a useful character in every mode.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard that about. Yeah. He has basically the Fulcrum Ahsoka defense tactics.
Yeah,
of just doing the wrong thing at the wrong time.
Yeah,
but that's every AI, do the wrong thing at the wrong time.
And certainly with Resistance, right? It's just like very AI challenge bunch, but.
This guy's got exposes. Let's attack this other guy who doesn't.
I know, right? They really do need to fix that. Hopefully at some point they do. Although I've been a firm believer that if they fixed that Resistance would be overpowered. Like if they were to fix that and Resistance focused on that stuff on defense, they'd be, I mean, obviously we've seen how good they are. Like other teams just wouldn't move. So,
I think at that point, Jet, Rex would make a comeback.
He'd have to. You'd almost say he would absolutely have to. Yeah, yeah.
And nobody wants Rex to come back.
Yet.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind it. I do like him, but...
I do like him, but I saw too much of him for too long.
Yeah, he's been around... Well, yeah, he had been a mainstream part of the meta, and I think still kind of is a little bit. Like, some people are still using him, but yeah, he was a mainstream part of the meta since the time he was introduced. So you're talking... You know, a year and a half almost. That's a long time to be a relevant character in any game. So,
yeah. Now, have you guys heard of any unique BB-8 teams out there? Like, there's the BB-8 Resistance and BB-8 Droids. Have you seen any weird combinations, or have you talked about them at all?
Coleman, do you have any?
I don't have any. Like I said, I have very little interest in this character right now. He doesn't fit anywhere for me.
You can just start talking about Darkseid BB-8 that you want.
Oh, God, BB-9. We're not getting on this again.
You're going to talk about Hondo at some point. I'm just trying to get it out of the way. So I'm trying to figure out. I want to use him in Arena only because I just put a lot of gear into this character. Like, it's kind of maybe not the smartest thing to take him immediately to gear 11 before we really know how worthwhile he is, but I had all the gear and I did it. So now I want to figure out how to use him, but I like to use new characters in Arena if I can, just because you're like, well, what did you invest in this character for to just use him in a raid 2 times a week? So I think you require the Zeta for Resistance, but I do think that in the current meta, he does work with R2 really, really well. And the reason why is because of his counter. So if you get him to counter, he'll call R2 every time. And that could be super powerful when you think about it. So, like, there's not a ton of AoEs right now, but if anybody used one, that would be really deadly, right? Because he's got natural counter chance. So he kind of... You know, right now Rebels counter, but he'd actually counter at a higher percentage outside of almost anybody but Raidhan. And every time he would counter, he'd call a random Resistance character, and the only one that you'd have on that team would be R2. So I'm thinking about trying to use him in the coming days on my current raid team, which is CLS, Raidhan, GK, and R2, and seeing how it works, you know, having him in there instead of Leia. I mean, Leia's great. But I'm just curious to see how it would work. You know, I'm worried about the AI, though. That's the main problem. And like now knowing that the AI just spams that first special, I just see the team dropping into the 20s because it's too easy to beat. So,
yeah. But especially because that debuff can be
quite good.
That buff can be dispelled. So all you gotta do is just keep dispelling it. They could come back on the same character.
I mean,
I think it makes sense because you want that spread. I love the Daze is so powerful against the current Rebel meta. So, if you can get that on certain characters and now they can't counter, and you know, that could be pretty powerful even on defense.
Death Trooper plays such a big role in my Arena team.
Yeah. Yeah, no, So he has it on basic. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah, he has it on basic, and it'll double tap you. If you already have Dage, it stuns.
Yeah, it's so good. And that's similar to this, right? Being able to... And Tenacity Down's great because you're less likely to resist any of the turn meter reduction that Han and CLS bring, or certainly the stuns from R2. So I think that there's something there, but I still have to figure out the best way to use him and the best way to mod. But
well, this is only it's only day one, so we'll see how it goes. So,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, there'll be some weird comps going out there, but it'll be interesting to see what happens. Now, this has been probably one of the slowest news weeks we've had since we've started this show. So we had the BB-8 event that we just kind of went over, and now the only other thing we really have to talk about is a cryptic message from CG. So, somebody sent out a message. Let me just pull it up real quick.
I was going to say, who started that message?
I'd have to pull it up here real quick.
Yep.
It was started on the official forums. It was by just somebody named Chuck O'Merrick asking, has or when will the October calendar be released? And after some chit-chat, CG Cozy Spoon actually... put two messages out there. I'll just read one because one covers it all. It says, "Hiya, back from a mini vacation and catching up, but this information should be out soon. The daily login for October will be another unexpected character, but I gotta say I'm super excited for what next month has in store." They also said in another message that my favorite month, And punctuated with it an unexpected but much welcome daily login. Now, seems simple enough until the Star Wars sleuths out there kind of go to town. So, an unexpected but much welcome whatever is a quote directly from Palpatine in The Phantom Menace. When he took over control of the Senate from, I can't remember who he took it over from. So that leads many people to believe that the next login character could be Sidious, which is a viable option.
Could it also be the Chancellor Palpatine?
It could. Do we need a third?
We have five Hans at this
Four.
1, 2, 3. Is it four?
Yeah, we can't build a full team yet. And it's not like we can create more. Frickin' Kylo killed them.
No, we can create more because the Han movie.
Yeah, Young Han.
Young Han. Yeah. All right, yeah, we'll get that then. Okay. I mean, it could be a new character. They've done it before. Look at how awesome Bodhi Rook was when he was the character login.
So good. So good.
Simply amazing. he destroyed that Zolcom.
Yeah. And I think Pow was a daily login too.
Was he?
I don't remember
that. They were just playing the long con. They're like, well, in 6 months, these people are screwed. Because they need them for territory battles.
I feel what's funny with those two characters, Bodhi and Pow, is that I feel like they had an intern make them, and they're just like, "Hey, can we put these guys in the game?" And they kind of like all laughed in a meeting, and were like, "Hey, yeah, whatever, just throw them in there." Because like they came in with just such little fanfare, because obviously they're just not that great, and most of the other Rogue One characters just got so much fanfare, and they had tournaments, and then they were meta changing, and they were not at all even the slightest relevant at any point. It was like
slide on the table.
I know. I do feel like somebody made them, and then they were just like, "What do we do with these guys?" And they're like, "Just throw them in Galactic War."
Wasn't our first Rogue One character Bistane, who essentially was in the movie for all of, like, 10 seconds?
Yeah, like, time at all. But he's actually a pretty decent character.
Oh, he is, but, like, he's a non-existent character in the universe. Like, totally. He doesn't talk. You just see him in the background.
And well, it's the same with Pow, but Pow has a decent kid.
Yeah. I mean, Bodhi Rook actually played a pretty significant role.
Of the ones, he's in it much, much, much more. I mean, he's actually on the cover, I think, of the DVD, so at least it's like
he made
the poster. Yeah, no, because I think, yeah, Pal's just, you only see Pal when they go to the, like, in the final part, right, in the final mission part when they're on the island,
yeah,
I think. And then Biston's in the plane, or then the ship, and that's it.
Yep.
Like, mm-hmm. They're really nowhere else. But yeah, I don't know how we got onto these characters.
Yeah, yeah, let's go back to what... So it could be Sidious.
Yeah.
An unexpected but much welcome. You know, it could be Sidious. I think... I don't... all right, we've been wrong 90% of the time as a community when we try and guess who it is. And we're like, oh yeah, this is obvious. It's going to be them. Like, that. Even part of me doesn't even believe that Thrawn event is coming next month. Because we're probably reading way too much into it, and they're probably like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, like, everyone's spamming the internet with these quotes, like, oh my god, what is this? Holy crap.
Yeah, kind of like when everyone, what was it, when Fulcrum Ahsoka came out?
Oh god, that was horrible.
Yeah, like, everyone's like, oh, it's this, it's this, it's this, and then, like, Fulcrum Ahsoka, and we're like, oh, alright.
Okay, she's here now. Great.
Yeah, like, what's going on here? We did not guess this. So
a few people did, but I think a lot of the speculation was when her event came out, it was going to be Thrawn or Kallus.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're wrong the majority of the time.
Yeah. My true and honest opinion on who's going to be the daily, though, is probably B2.
Yes. Now, do you want to explain why you think it's going to be B2?
In Cozy Spoon's message, he goes, I am super excited for what next month has in store, and super's in all capital letters. And B2, his actual, I think, name in the game is actually B2 Super Battle Droid.
Super Battle Droid. Yep.
Which kind of, if he capitalized Super, and pretty much this character is the only one in the game who has Super in its name. So that's my assumption, and he's kind of been around for a long time.
There's another character with Super in the name. You should know this. Imperial Super Commando.
That's true.
Yeah, don't you have him at gear 12?
Yeah, what the hell? You're supposed to be the dark side guy. I have all the troopers. Forgetting Super Commando. Fail.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got Gar Saxon gear 12 too.
Alright, we know this. The whole community knows this.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Hey, Dave, did you know he has Gar Saxon at gear 12?
I wasn't aware, but now I know.
That's a good thing. I'm just super proud I have him at gear 12, because he hits a lot harder now.
Yeah, he seems like a fun character, but, you know, it's...
I run that Gar Saxon sync team, so it's always fun to watch him just go off.
Oh, yeah. I do, I do hope that it isn't, like, B2 would be way better than if it was Sidious or someone like that. Like, Sidious is just not exciting. I feel like a lot of people have him. He's readily available in Arena.
Yeah, it's back way early. That was the leader.
Yeah, B2 makes a lot more sense. And what would be nice is if, like, you know, B2's a good character. He's fallen out of the meta recently, but he was in it for a very long time before that. He's kind of spanned a bunch of different metas. He's been a very relevant character since he was an Iridium character last year, like middle of last year. I think it was like summertime last year. So.
Yeah, it was like right around the time the Zol meta started to take off.
Yeah, I mean, he's a very good character. And which is what's nice about him too, is he's very good defensively, because he's like AI proof. Like, he just, he's like, you can't really screw him up. And what that could signal, again, you know, I mistakenly thought this might be the case last week before the it was very clear that they were talking about the Thrawn event in their message at the end of the patch notes. But you know, I do think at some point soon that Separatist and or droid rework is coming, and if, you know, a B2 or someone like that was the login character this month, maybe it would signal, you know, that finally happening. You know, yeah. With BB-8 coming out, droids coming back to relevance makes sense.
It's kind of crossed my mind that if let's say B2 is the login character this month, it was Captain Phasma, and we had a BB-8 event for Resistance. I mean, it could signal like a Galactic Republic kind of rework.
Well,
henceforth, why you need Separatists or droids or whatever.
Galactic, yeah, I mean, they Separatists and I think Galactic Republic characters are the old school Jedis.
Now, Resistance isn't Galactic Republic.
No, but what I'm saying is that Captain Phasma is First Orders, and the big theme of this month was obviously BB-8 Resistance.
Mm-hmm.
So if you take the same kind of thinking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you have to gear up all these characters to unlock somebody on light side.
Yeah.
For, like, get all these dark side characters.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think most of our new characters are going to be Last Jedi specific going forward, though, maybe. But I do, certainly I agree in that Separatists and Galactic Republic, the obviously opposites of each other, and the ones that butt heads in not only the first three movies, but then Clone Wars movie, like both of those factions need reworks.
They desperately need it.
Desperately to be somewhat relevant. Like all the old school Jedi, you know, really outside of like Qui-Gon are, and I guess Jedi Knight Anakin isn't really, well, he's not meta anymore, although really neither is Qui-Gon, but they're still decent.
Qui-Gon still hangs around, though.
So. All of it. Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, they all need reworks. Certainly, there's like a wealth of Jedi, those you know, that aren't relevant anymore, which would be nice, and the Separatists still need a rework. So, you know, if they could maybe, it would be great, because if they could do some of that stuff while then also launching new Last Jedi characters, you know, that would give a lot of people, you know, various things to work on. People could make choices on which pieces to do. And, you know, also like Galactic Republic characters would be useful in the territory battles, because you can use them on the side. So, you know, the more viable options they give people to build strong territory battle teams, the better. Because right now, to like be able to pass the last wave in territory battles, you need either really, really, really good rebels or really, really, really good resistance, because very few other light side teams can handle the challenge.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, go ahead, Editor.
Oh, no. I was just going to say, is one thing that just has popped in my mind is they need another, and I hate to say this, they need another light side droid.
Yeah, I know which one you're thinking of too, and I really don't want to see him.
Are you talking about one that some may see as a god?
Possibly.
He would kind of want to bring them all together.
It is kind of stupid that he's not in the game. Right? C-3PO should be in the game.
He should have come with R2.
Yeah. As long as he is, you know, he needs to be relevant for two factions. He needs to be relevant for, well, three. Rebels, droids, and Ewoks.
Mm-hmm.
Very important. So that, I know I would be thrilled. I know Cord would be thrilled, one of our guildmates, so...
Well, I mean, he would need pretty much the same tags R2 does, though, including Galactic Republic.
I actually am going to say no to C-3PO.
Really?
Something else just popped into my head.
What? All right. What's that?
Dr. Aphra and her two droids.
Who?
Dr. Aphra. Like, you may not know her from any of the Star Wars games, but she is like huge in the Star Wars comic books.
Hmm.
And she was recruited and she worked with Vader. And she fell out of favor with him. So she's kind of neutral. So Aphra and her two droids, who people love, her and her two assassin droid companions, it's 000 and BT-1 or BT, could be kind of like neutral. Kind of like how they aren't light side or dark side. But you could use them on both teams.
She's from the Vader comics, the Marvel ones, the recent ones.
And she was so popular now, she actually has her own comic book series.
Interesting.
She's rather young in those comic books, right?
Yeah, she is rather young. Like, I'm looking at it right now. So she had her own, and then she did another series with Luke. Like, it was her and Luke teaming up. And then she got another, series all on her own and stuff like that. And she's been killing it, like, for Star Wars in the comic books.
I could see them doing something like that. Just pulling a complete, like, hey, this is actually what you're getting.
Yeah. Like, I think if they brought Dr. Aphra and the two droids in, people would be ecstatic about it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know much about her. I'm trying to think of what her kit would be.
I mean, she'd be a healer.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I know pretty much nothing about her, so.
Yeah. So, but I mean, like, I don't know what her kit would be either. I don't know a whole lot about her. But I just know that she's, like, a gigantic fan favorite for people who actually read them.
But you mean this more as just, like, additional characters they may do, not that this is what the cryptic message means.
No, right? Yeah. When we're talking about, like, droids and stuff like that, like a possible droid rework. From.
Yeah.
If, like, because we don't have enough to do a full light side droid team. So you need to have another light side droid team, but this is a way to get two more droids that could be on both. Kind of like Jawas. Aren't light or dark side, I believe. I think they're just neutral, and they could be on both teams.
We're this about is... one droid away, one droid from having a full light side droid team, though.
Yeah, they need just one droid. I can see them adding another one.
Yeah. Honestly, C-3PO is only the one, like, logical one I see.
Yeah, I mean, that's a logical one, but when is CG dumb stuff logical?
Not very often.
You know who they do need?
The waitress droids.
No. Hondo.
I still say the waitress droids.
Hondo could dress up like a droid.
He could.
Boom. Yeah. There we go.
Undercover Hondo, the character nobody wants.
Oh, yeah. That hurts. Hurts me. That hurts me. That gets me in the feels.
I know. Hondo. I mean, honestly, Hondo would be a fine character to have in the game, but
you just like to harass me. But let's go back to this droid talk. So, you guys were talking about like BB-8 and all that stuff. Like, what kind of droid stuff do you want to see if it is BB-8?
BB-8. What do you mean?
Not BB-8. B2. If the login character is B2 Super Droid.
I just think that they're going to launch new characters around the movie, but they're probably going to continue to work on just the overall state of the game. So I would like to see the Separatist rework come out soon. I think they put that tag into the game. They've done almost nothing with it. There's applications in multiple modes to bring this right, because they could bring, it's the Malevolence, right? Grievous's ship.
Grievous's ship is Malevolence.
They could
bring the Malevolence in, which is a very popular ship, right? That's in most of the Clone Wars.
Yeah, it's got a big spotlight moment in, I think, Episode 2.
So they could do that. They need, I think what they can do with The Separatist rework, though, is in reworking some of the Separatist characters, of which are droids. You can then also kill two birds with one stone by also, you know, buffing the droids as a faction by reworking some of the droids that are also tag Separatists. Now, it doesn't necessarily help, like, the HKs and the 88s and the 86s of the world, but they could tack that on. But I do think that they've been consistently kind of doing these reworks, and they paused for a little bit after the Rebels, and we haven't heard what the next big one's going to be. And Separatists make sense if, yeah. Coleman, if you're right with the B2 thing, which could be spot on, potentially, then that would maybe signal that, because he's, you know, I think a key piece to any ultimate Separatist team, probably. And then maybe we'll start to see some of the other reworks we've, you know, been looking for in the Separatists, whether it be some of the Geonosian reworks, or Grievous, obviously, which is a big one, or Magna Guard, you know, all those characters could use, you know, they're not relevant, and they haven't been almost ever. So it would be nice to see maybe some of them get, you know, some nice reworks that, you know, give you some options.
Yeah, and my whole thing with B2, if it is a droid rework, they've kind of been dropping little breadcrumbs here and there. You know, first we got R2, who has, all of a sudden, has these weird droid synergies that came out of nowhere. Then I think somewhere down the line, I think Top Hat or somebody mentioned that, oh yeah, the Grievous rework's on the board, so that's another droid. Then they drop BB-8, who has this amazing droid synergy out of nowhere. So I think it's fairly soon, if not October, it's around the corner, certainly.
Yeah.
One thing with if they do rework Grievous is I feel he has to have a lot of anti-Jedi abilities. Less so Rebels, more so anti-Jedi. Because I'm thinking more along the lines of the Clone Wars cartoon, where he plays a massive part, and he's basically all anti-Jedi, anti-Jedi, anti-Jedi. And if that's the case, then he probably wouldn't like be as effective now in the meta, in the current meta, because Jedis are not prevalent at all. So I don't know if they do a General Grievous rework and introduce anti-Jedi tactics, or if they just rework them and really buff just ships. I could see them just doing a big ship, like, rework of certain characters and not a faction.
Yeah. Ships would be nice. I mean, you could give him anti-Jedi properties, but still have him relevant against other.
Yeah, I just feel like he'd be one of those, all right, he's here to counter Jedis.
And he does that. I mean, his one move, obviously the Sinister Laugh, affects Jedis worse than the rest. But I think where I think he could be relevant in the current meta, I think we were talking about this before we started, Coleman and I, just his leadership ability of minus 20% crit chance and minus 20% critical damage. I mean, that if they buffed that a little bit to say 30 and 30 with a Zeta, and maybe added in some more, you know, like something else. Zetas are always complex, so it's not just going to be a buff of some percentages, right? It's going to be a rework and adding something that didn't exist before there. Like, the current Rebel meta is based on critting. And if you remove the crit chance and you remove the crit damage, they're nerfed significantly. So I think there's a chance that he could be the kind of cool character. Plus, I mean, Grievous is just a fun, cool character. He's one of the one redeeming characters from the prequels that people seem to like continuously, you know, liked at the time and still like now. And it, you know, he was introduced almost impossible to get. Over time, he's become easier to get and more people have him, but still he's never been relevant. So, you know, I do think that he's the perfect character to buff. He should be good. He isn't. And they've done some stuff with Gear 12 as far as helping his survivability, which was totally, totally crappy before. It's much better now. His health is over 30,000. He's got 23,000 protection now. That's a, you know, well modded. He'll be well in the 60s with HP, which is, you know, if anything, you know, decent enough to survive. So, you know, hopefully, I think the Separatist rework would be like a nice thing to do now while they're also launching new characters for the upcoming movie. Because it's a faction that's been like woefully underrepresented in the meta, really historically, outside of like the Dooku meta that existed last year and then Soon Fok being used. Like, most of these characters haven't been used in Arena at all. So,
yeah. If they do rework Grievous on like kind of a final note, if they do, I hope he has some kind of Magna Guard synergy.
That would be nice. Yeah.
Because he always has Magna Guards with him most all the time. And those guys really help play a vital part in what he does.
Yeah. It would be nice if instead of forcing a random ally to taunt, he just forced Magna Guard to taunt, because Magna Guard counters and has a nasty health pool. Like,
yeah.
His protection and health are well over 30,000. I mean, he's a pretty beastly tank, but he doesn't taunt. So, and he doesn't do a ton of damage, but he's got offense down in his basic. So imagine Grievous giving him a taunt, and now he's spreading offense down to everybody who has to hit him, and he counters at a high percentage. I mean, there's like little tidbits of a good team here that you could slowly build if you just make some tweaks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, one thing that also just popped into my head, and Coleman, you may know this more than me, is you did mention earlier that you wouldn't be surprised if we start seeing some characters from the new game, from Battlefront right. 2. Is there a droid prevalent in that story mode?
There kind of is, but I think me and a couple others have been going, we've been arguing back and forth whether it'll actually be its own individual character or not. I say it will be, and that's ID-10. If you watch the little, I think, the premiere reveal trailer, you'll see ID-10 along with Iden Versio kind of on her shoulder, zapping people. But he plays a really big role in the Battlefront 2 book that kind of sets up the backstory for Inferno Squad. And that he's not just Iden's droid, he's the entire Inferno Squad's droid to kind of command, customize, and kind of help carry out these missions the best chance they can. And he kind of plays, I guess, an R2-ish role, but for the dark side, or for the Empire. So yeah. I feel he'll be his own character, and that'll be a droid with, you know, heavy stun capabilities or heavy, like stealth kind of snatch and grab capabilities.
Okay. Yeah, it's just, it's one of those things where they almost have to start implementing stuff to do with that game soon. So I could maybe see the login character being something from that. But also, it makes sense for it to be B2 Super Battle Droid. Like, and all of this is going to come up tomorrow when we release it, and people are going to be like, idiots. It says right here.
They don't realize that these things are recorded the day before.
We'll do an emergency backup podcast.
Oh, I'm sure that will go great.
Oh, wonderfully.
And we'll be like, well, we were wrong here.
We're just going on air right now to admit we were wrong about a few things.
We're going to be wrong about basically 90% of the stuff you hear tonight.
Oh, yeah.
This
is all just high speculations.
I mean, even if the rework, or even if what this means has nothing to do with B2 and or Separatists, that doesn't mean they still shouldn't do that rework, and hopefully they do.
Yeah, because we kind of know from the what's ahead from this month, you know, a team rises from the ashes stronger together to face a familiar returning foe, or something like that.
Yeah.
So we all kind of get the grasp of, okay, it's kind of going to be Phoenix. So
hey, it doesn't have to be. We've never been right before.
Nope, it does not have to be, but that's kind of the gist or majority of what the community out there says. So I'm going along with that, even though everyone's 90% wrong most of the time.
Yes. Now, I mean, I think the only thing we all truly agree on is if they do rework Grievous, he has to have a has to have a capital ship.
He needs one. I was sad Thrawn didn't come in with a capital ship.
Does Thrawn have like a signature ship? I can't remember from Rebels.
Yeah, that from the books and everything else, it's always the Chimera. That's his ship. That's okay. His Star Destroyer.
Okay. I just didn't know. Like, Thrawn and Grievous are the two that make the most sense to put a capital ship on that doesn't have it.
Yeah.
And they need to do something with ships because they haven't.
It's stale.
Yeah, because ships are the worst.
Like, yeah. I mean, do you guys have all your ships that you have unlocked up to level 85?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And how many millions of currency do you have left over? Just sitting there, wasting away?
35 million.
I think I'm at 9 or 10 million. Yeah. And I have nothing to spend it on. And I'm like, I could use some more ships.
I've got a 4-star Millennium Falcon and a yet-to-be-unlocked TIE Reaper that I'm still looking for.
Overachiever, you have a Millennium Falcon?
Yes.
You actually spent crystals on a ship pack.
Yeah. When you're desperate out there looking for that, when you were trying to build that First Order team before BB-8 comes out, that was a great place for TIE Fighter Pilot, or First Order TIE Fighter Pilot.
No. Just no. That does not justify buying a ship pack.
I guess not.
I hope you buy another one and you get all Jedi Consular shards.
I hope I buy another one and get TIE Reaper. For my guild's territory battle sake, too.
Oh, God.
I hope I get 100. I hope I get max shards.
Now, all right, you brought up the dreaded TB word. I'm going to ask you guys, did you like the... Now that we talked about the changes last week, but we didn't really get into them, like, because we hadn't played them. Did you like the changes this week?
Yeah, I thought they were... Well, yeah, I mean, they still seem to mess up the platoon things being...
Phoenix Squad.
So that didn't happen the way I think maybe we all thought it would, but the additional currency was great, significantly so. Like, it's a lot more. So, I mean, that's really, really good. And they did buff the rewards. I mean, we got, like, 30 stun cuffs, I think, and other valuable pieces. And then we also got, you know, I think it's, like, an additional, like, 4 or 5 pieces of salvage per new gold piece. I think the buffed rewards are totally, totally make sense, especially given that we're going to be doing, you know, one of these like every 10-ish days, so it's only going to be about 3 a month, which is significantly lower than any of the raids ever were. So, and rightfully so, territory battles is time intensive, and we probably all have to quit our jobs and our families if we had to do them with any more higher level of frequency than we already do. So, I was happily pleased with the changes, and I think they did a good job there.
Yeah, I think I brought this up with you guys. Is one thing I never noticed is everyone. I know everyone gets the same like loot box. Like the same reward tier, but I didn't realize everyone got literally the exact same salvage.
Yep. Yeah.
That seems lazy as shit.
Like, well, I think they did that just because they said they wanted guilds to like be working together for rewards, and I guess they wanted to take out like the RNG of, you know, hey, this guy got better rewards than I did, even though you guys like got the same. You know, finished at the same level, so.
Or even some person who finishes like number 50 gets like a fully piece of crafted gear that number one just gets all salvaged.
Yeah, and I get that. It's just
be like just more uniform based on like you earned all this stuff as a unit, so you get the same stuff.
Yeah.
They definitely wanted this to be a guild, an entire guild kind of feel. And they said there shouldn't be much competition because you're all supposed to be working together.
Yeah.
But then they still add the numbers in there for a little bit of in-guild competition.
Yeah. I mean, I liked it. I think it's nice that it's the same. It's cool when you get better rewards than other people sometimes and you can brag, but other than that, you know, I think it's nice that everyone kind of gets the same stuff because it removes that, like, whole RNG annoying aspect of, you know, what Coleman just mentioned of, like, someone, you know, busting their butt and getting first and getting gear that they have thousands of, and then somebody, you know, taking a zero and not doing anything and getting a, you know, fully crafted, you know, couple pieces. So
yeah, like fully crafted good gear that's like just incredibly hard to grind, like a Mark III Carbonte.
Yep, or like a stun cuff or whatever. Yeah, so I mean, I think it's, you know, it's good that I like that they did that. Even though it's a bit weird at first because we're just so used to that not being the case when it comes to rewards. Yeah.
But this is definitely different from raids.
Totally.
Yeah, it just was one of those things I, like, opened up, because my A and my B account are in the same guild, so, like, I opened up my B account, and I'm like, oh, sweet, I got some pretty good rewards. I opened up my A account, and I'm like, oh, shit, I got the exact same rewards.
can you switch to my main account?
Yeah, like, I need you to concentrate more on this account, less on this account.
Yeah, it's like you can just throw that one down in the pit. I don't care about it.
Mm-hmm. So, I guess I don't know. It seems like that might be all we have for tonight.
There was one other thing I found earlier, I think yesterday, in the forums that I found kind of interesting. Oh, so I didn't get to talk much on Darkseid, but there was someone on the forums yesterday who asked about Shore Trooper and his farm. And the only reason why is because Shore Trooper was pretty much one of the first Rogue One characters actually introduced in the game. Like, not as far as Rebels, but just that whole movie in general, he was practically one of the first. Right?
Yeah.
If I remember right, he pretty much was the first one. And his argument, this guy's argument on the forums was that, okay, Baze came out later, but now Baze has all these different places to farm. He's got a hard node, you know, he's in shipments, like crystal shipments, and now he's in like the guild event store too. Short Trooper, all he's got is a hard node and shipments. Why doesn't Short Trooper have another place to farm him from, even though he came first? And CG Rydigs kind of answered, I don't have an answer for this specifically, but I do know they are constantly reviewing and updating. I'll throw this suggestion at them. Who knows what winter will bring? So I found that kind of interesting.
Winter's coming?
Winter?
I'm sorry, coming. It had to be said.
Winter is coming.
Winter is coming? I mean...
Did he winky face?
No.
Periods, question mark.
And then he doesn't feel like spelling out thanks, so he just put TKS.
Yep.
Exclamation point. That's lazy.
Yeah, thanks isn't long enough for it to abbreviate it.
Yeah, especially to ticks. Ticks? We'll just go with ticks.
Yeah. We use that in business email sometimes, and I want to smack them. I'm like, no, just say thanks.
I get yelled at all the time because I use contractions in business emails. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to stop doing that.
No, I think that's okay. Because if you don't use contractions, people are going to be like, this guy's weird, he doesn't use contractions. But don't abbreviate stuff in emails. But don't do that. Don't do that. That's not good. But yeah, I would like another place to farm Short Trooper because I really would just like to finish that guy. And one hard node is annoying, so I'd be all for it.
Because he's a really good tank.
Mm-hmm, he's great. So. He's really, really good, yeah, especially with the crit immunity. I mean, that's awesome.
Crit immunity and healing everybody at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's great. He's really, really good, but it's just he's very hard to get, and then obviously very hard to gear. So,
yeah.
You know, it just takes a long time because I haven't bothered to finish gearing him. I'd love to at some point, but it's just, you know, I'm slowly accumulating his shards. I still have like 70 to go, and that's got to be another 2 months.
Yeah, with him it could be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they do need to do something with all the Dark Side characters that are, or all the characters who are on one hard node only. And they they're all Dark Side, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Other than Baze, who's in two other spots, it's just, what, Krennic, Nihilus, Shore Trooper.
Well, Soldier is still just one, right?
Hoth Rebel?
Yeah.
No, he's in the Guild Event Store now, and Shipments.
Yeah.
I mean, it could just be also a sign that, you know, come January, February, we might be just getting a Dark Side territory battle.
I don't know. That doesn't bring enough info to suggest that, I don't think.
Hey, jumping to conclusions is what we do.
That's true. We do that a lot.
Certainly it's all we've done tonight.
Yep. So I'm sure tomorrow when we release this, everything's going to be wrong. We're like, cancel the podcast. Cancel it. Just redo it.
We're going to redo this whole thing.
Yeah. Take it down. We're redoing it.
Redoing it. And we're going to be like, and what nobody predicted, rework of Jawas. Be like, you know who really needed a rework? The Geonosians. Just them.
I was going to say Ugnaught, and he'll have the entire fleet of Ugnaughts, which then signals the event of Hondo.
You just blew my mind. We need to make this happen. All right, so we need to get like 4 more Ugnaughts in the game. Starters. And then you have to get them all to 7 stars, and then you unlock Hondo, and he can solo everything in the game.
Except territory battles.
No. He can one-shot all of them.
Nope, but he can only be used in one spot.
Oh, true. All right. He'll one-shot every one in every phase. There we go.
Oh, boy.
No, like, who... Man. All right, I'm just going to ask you this. Who of current characters would be the craziest rework to come out in your mind? Dave, I'll ask you.
What do you mean craziest? Like, character
who,
that...
Who would be, like the most, like really? They're reworking this person? Like, who would that be? Like, the most shocking to you?
The most shocking rework to me. That's a good question. You know, like Mob Enforcer. Like, why would you rework Mob Enforcer?
I can that actually... Would... Actually, I could see Mob Enforcer getting a rework if they rework Scoundrels.
Yeah, I mean, and that's... You could say the same thing with, like, Jedi Knight Guardian if they rework Jedis. I guess... So... The only here's where I think this is true though. The only character in the game that doesn't have a faction technically is Ugnaught.
Really? Oh yeah, because Cup now is Galactic Republic.
Galactic Republic. Yeah. So like, Ugnaught is nothing. He's literally nothing. So maybe it is him, right? Because he's just light side. He has no other affiliation at all.
They're just waiting for the pirate faction with their leader, Hondo. Oh, we could get a Tusken rework.
I was about to say
a Tusken rework, would that be that surprising, though?
I don't know. I mean, they only have 3 of them.
I feel like an Ugnaught rework probably would be the most surprising because he wouldn't impact any other characters and he's not good. So it's like, just leave him alone. He's a funny punchline, and let's just like not touch it, the fact that, you know, I have a gear 10. Oh God.
Yeah. Hey, he was actually decent in phase 3 of the Heroic AAT there for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Cause he does stun droids. So he was useful. I used to use him on a team, but, any of those crappy characters, I think people would, probably less surprising, people would just be mad.
Like, some of these people that are in the game, like, I want to meet the people who go to the meeting they have, you know, about new characters and be like, you know who we should introduce into the game today? Like, be like, you know what? You're a genius. Promotion to that guy.
I just want to be the person who originally named him and was just like writing that down and had to figure out, you know, the exact amount of like O's and R's they wanted to use.
Yeah. Well, you see, I want them to create two more Tusken Raiders and then have a legendary event for Darth Crate with Tuskens.
No.
No?
No.
I think so. That'd be pretty cool because Darth Crate is a Tusken.
No.
He's a sand person. So, you know, you can introduce, like, Tusken Brutes and, like, the Tusken, I guess, whatever else not. But there's five. Or maybe even have all five Tuskens in order to unlock Dark Side Anakin Skywalker.
No.
Well, I mean, come on. Anakin, the first time he really turned to the dark side is when they...
What are they going to do to Dark Side Anakin? What are they going to do? Throw sand in his eyes?
You never know. I'm just saying, like, that's the start of Anakin's dark side.
So you have to use young Kenobi, and he has to have the high ground?
At the very end, you have to have General Kenobi, and he, it's the final scene, like, I have the high ground. Ha 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 ha.
Throw sand in his eyes? You know?
I'm just putting some hope out there for Tusken fans.
No. So there is one faction we haven't actually mentioned that is in the works.
Mandalorians.
No. Night Sisters.
They said that was in the queue. I just hope the queue is very long.
The only thing the second most notable Night Sister is not in the game.
Mother Talzin?
Yeah. I mean, I can honestly see a rework of Night Sisters, and then you have a Mother Talzin legendary event where you need those five.
Hmm. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
That would actually make sense. Like, that's crazy, yet still makes sense.
I guess we're posting this onto the Night Sister rework Facebook page.
Yeah, it's out there. It's right under...
Is it really?
Yeah, yeah. I started it. It's kind of a big deal.
You do realize this is a real Facebook page, right?
Sure, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. I feel bad for those people.
I don't know. You know,
people like their night sisters.
Yeah. People like their night sisters. Maybe. And when the day comes they do rework night sisters, they're going to be like, ha, 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 ha. All this time, you're right.
Yeah, but the thing is you can say that about any of them. Like, half the classes have already been reworked.
True.
Ewoks got reworked before Night Sisters.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Ewoks are great.
True. Jawas.
I can't be here anymore. I'm gone.
Let me put it to you this way before we probably should end this podcast. Is that like
I'm not listening to you anymore.
In
my opinion,
the Night Sisters, they didn't bring down an entire empire, but did the Ewoks? I believe they did.
I feel they did too.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Chewbacca did.
Cute and cuddly creatures you might think they are, but they took down the entire empire.
But we don't have that Chewbacca in the game yet.
ATSD by ATF. We do not. We do not.
So they'd have to introduce another Chewbacca.
That's okay.
It's the one we've all been waiting for.
Okay. They actually did mention
that they thought about, they've long thought about when they want to introduce, like, you know, original trilogy Chewie. They want to do it. He's almost assuredly going to be a legendary, but they just, so much had been happening recently that they wanted to give him a ton of fanfare. So, I think they mentioned that during, actually rival podcast, I guess I'll say, but they, yeah, I do think that they'll do it eventually with Chewie. It's just a matter of time. Hopefully sometime, you know, early next year, but maybe he'll be an upcoming legendary that we get, because I think everybody obviously wants him in the game, so.
Yeah, there's so many, but at a certain point they have to stop doing legendaries.
I think at a certain point they got to stop doing original trilogy.
Yeah. Yeah, they kind of do.
Well, they probably should put all the original trilogy characters in the game, because they still don't have Jedi Luke, normal Chewbacca, or C-3PO, and I believe they're all pretty major characters.
Yeah, I think once Jedi Luke comes out, that's the end of the original trilogy stuff.
Yeah, but I do think that those three characters are going to eventually be in the game, for sure.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, they will be. And they're going to be bringing in more characters, probably from the prequels.
Yeah,
I mean, there's some sort of separatist pass or the
characters. Characters mean money, so
yeah, you know, Sebulba. They could bring in Sebulba and give him a ship. I'm just spitballing ideas here, but I mean, they
child
could,
Anakin.
You mean yeah. Baby Jesus?
Child Anakin.
This kind of comes back though to
young Anakin and then young Greedo.
Yeah, but there was this talk a while ago when the Ewoks, like, got their rework, and who their legendary character was going to be, or so to say, who was their major character.
They dropped the ball.
Well, there's a little girl with the Ewoks who's, like, their princess or whatever, and I think for a while it got tossed around, but at the end of the day, I think it got completely thrown out the window, because there's a line. If you introduce little Annie, it's the same issue as that little girl. You're going to have Savage or Nihilus or Jedi Knight Anakin going to slash the crap out of them or ground pound annihilate them. And it's just going to be like, did I just do that to a little kid?
Yeah. That's why you can't have little kids in the game.
Yeah.
No, but they dropped the ball on the Jawa event. No, sorry, Ewok event. By not making the legendary C-3PO. In my mind. I think it was the perfect time to introduce him in as a legendary character.
Well, they might still have Ewoks and unlock him, but most of the Ewoks aren't farmable yet. They would make them farmable first before they give people an opportunity to farm him before they would have him be available. They've done that for every legendary. So.
Mm-hmm. Which, if memory serves, I think it could be November that Ewoks might come around to the shard shop.
Yeah, only like be now. Only like 2.5 months after they're required to be 7 stars to do territory battles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But didn't they come out after the Thrawn event?
Yeah, I think so. I think they were the thing after that. You know what we haven't seen in a while is flash events. Where'd those go?
I don't know.
I don't know. They bring stuff into the game and then, like, you don't see it for a little while. It's confusing.
Which is good and bad. Like, what was it to unlock, what were the things to unlock, Chroot, Baze, Jyn?
Tournaments
that you had to use, like, ally points?
No.
That was the worst thing.
Yeah, no. They said those are gone. Those are gone. They stopped them and said they were going to rework them, and then they decided that they wanted to go the new model of releasing characters, which is how they've gone. So,
which I really like that new model, though. The marquee events.
The new model is fine. I mean, I wish some of these characters... I wish they would introduce like newer characters that were still like immediately farmable more than they do. Like, but if this is how they want to release most of the characters now, that's fine. You just know that you have to wait a couple months to finish them.
Yeah.
And that's okay. I mean, because it's not like we don't have other stuff to work on. So.
Yeah. And so, all right. Yeah. So for the second week in a row, we went on a rant for like 20 minutes about future characters.
Well, maybe they just need to give us all these characters and then we'll stop ranting.
Right? So, I mean, I don't have anything else. We'll go around. I think we're pretty much done for the episode tonight. So, Coleman, any last closing thoughts?
I'm just sitting here waiting for Inferno Squad to come out, and that's all I'm doing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be great. Dave, you got anything?
No, I'll give a shout out to our guild member, Bell, just because I said I'd shout somebody out, so I'll choose him. So that's there you go. He gets his shout out, so hopefully they'll be happy that I gave somebody a shout out. That's it. Other than that, we're good to go.
All right, so I'm going to give one shout out to I don't know if I know the full name. It's somebody in the guild named the Badonka Gronks or Josh Sykes. Shout out to you for beating Coleman in fantasy football this past week.
Yeah, my team's not looking too good here. I'm going to have a lot of losses this year.
Yeah, don't worry, I'm in the same boat. But I actually have a stacked team, but I just have a lot of points scored against me.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those like, oh yeah, you're scoring 110 points and you're losing. Oh, that sucks. It's been a rough day because my phone has been blowing up for the past 2 hours because I live in Wisconsin and the Packer game's on right now.
Oh.
And I guess one of the players got taken off in a stretcher, unconscious.
Oh, wow.
From a hit.
Scary.
Yeah, somebody, one of the Bears linebackers, hit a Packers wide receiver in the jaw with the top of his helmet. Knocked him out cold. So my phone's been blowing up. So.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, so fun times. But other than that, I want to give a shout out to that person for beating you. And then I think that's really about it. So thank you for joining us for this episode of Star Wars Galaxy Rebel Force Alliance podcast. If you have any questions or would like us to answer any of those questions, please email us at rebelforcealliancepodcast@gmail.com or on our Twitter page at RFApodcast. As always, iTunes reviews are much appreciated. And until next time, we have no idea who the next login character will be.
Until then.